Hi, I'm Joy Elaine, and I'm the author of The Joy Chronicles, as well as a master practitioner of Serenity Vibration Healing, also known as SVH. Today, we are going to journey to the Joy Council, which exists on our moon in the 10th dimension. The idea for this council developed in my first book, Path of Sweetness, and the crystalline structure which houses the council was inaugurated at the beginning of Book 2, Blossoming of Love. The purpose of the Joy Council is to support the elevation of Earth to the higher dimensional planes of existence. Before we begin, I'm going to point out two aspects of this journey that I believe will be of most benefit to you. Since almost all human beings are currently experiencing physicality in the fifth and sixth dimensions of Earth, when we travel to the 10th dimensional moon, you will be immersed in an energy that is lighter, sweeter, and perhaps you might consider it cleaner than what you are used to. Secondly, you will be a functioning member of the Joy Council today as you add your hopes, ideas, and dreams for peace, harmony, and the uplifting of humanity and Earth through a council transmission we will do midway through your journey. This transmission will include non-manipulative templates of hopefulness for those residents of Earth who are learning how to embrace the higher principles of love. When we enter the main council chamber, I will introduce you to some of the masters sitting at the table who are guardians of Earth and are supporting our elevation. However, there are large chambers surrounding the main chamber that are filled with millions of non-dual individuals. At one time, there were 94 million people at this council, but that number does vary. All of these individuals open-heartedly support every transmission we send out. This also means that your positive ideas and hopes will be uplifted and amplified exponentially. Now pause for a moment to find a comfortable, quiet place to relax if you haven't already done so. In order to open an energy doorway to our Moon Council, please close your eyes and imagine a screen before you. It can be a TV screen, computer screen, or whatever kind of screen you prefer. Even if you see only darkness, a part of you can see that screen. And on it, I have placed an SVH process called Journey Preparation. All you need to do is silently ask the Creator if it's okay for the Creator to activate this process for you. Please pause the recording to give yourself time to receive an affirmative sense or knowing, and when you receive it, think or say the word yes. As soon as you said yes, the doorway to the council opened for you. Know that as you are imagining this journey, your energy body will actually be experiencing it, and you will instantly move to the different places I describe. There will be moments when I will suggest you pause the recording so that you may more deeply enjoy the events you are experiencing. As we begin, Archangel Michael is with each of you, and he will be your guide. Take his hand, turn, and take one step through the golden doorway that has appeared before you. As soon as you do that, your consciousness and energy body will be standing within the Joy Council's antechamber on the 10th dimension of our moon. Before we step into the main council room, I would like for you to look down at the clothes you are wearing. If you're a man, you will be wearing what the majority of the Astral Commanders wear, which is a long-sleeve shirt, trousers, and a floor-length sleeveless tunic that is probably black. Women who are Astral Commanders do not wear such predictable clothing, but you can recognize them by a silver crest that they wear on their chest. If you are a woman, our resident genie, Laponi, has instantly manifested onto your body a beautiful garment that mirrors what you would wish to wear. Christian Dior, or your favorite designer if you have one, couldn't do any better. As I said, there are many council chambers here, but we are only going to enter the main chamber. The core group of over 200 masters and angels I work with will be sitting at the table and ready to greet you. Step with Archangel Michael through the doorway now, and let your eyes look around the huge table. Sananda is here. Gaia, you might know her as Earth, sits at the table in the form of a beautiful woman. Isis and Osiris, he is a beautiful teal color, are here. Ashtar Command's Supreme Commanders Ashtar and Tonas are here. Tonas is the exceptionally handsome man who has known me for over a million years. Would you please wave your hand, Tonas? Thanks. Over there are the ascended humans King Arthur and Queen Guinevere, along with several of their former knights. And all who are sitting at the table have given you a welcoming nod. Move with Archangel Michael to the chair at the table that is yours. There are, of course, many universes we could support today, but at this time you are here to be an instrument to assist Earth. Let's begin. Take into your heart your hopes for the peace and the elevation of Earth. Imagine for a moment the sweetness of the harmony of every being on Earth working together as one in that harmony, and yet also as individuals. If there is a part of you that cannot see that happening, imagine moving beyond that. Allow your thoughts, which truly focus on the positive, and your hopes for the world to transmit now into what appears to be a very large crystalline pine cone sitting on the council table. This is called the Joy Arrow, and it is the device that will assist to send today's transmission to the Earth. You may pause here, if you wish, to spend more time developing hopes for your life and for the future of Earth that you would like to include in this transmission. Now please witness as I pick up the great sword positioned on the table in front of my seat. It was modeled after Excalibur, but its name is the Joyous Sword. It's a little over 3 feet long, a blend of silver and gold, and it's very, very sharp. Instead of being an implement of war and death, it symbolizes cutting through illusion to reveal truth. I now touch it to the Joy Arrow crystal and send out the transmission. I'm going to speak a little language of light now, as I usually do. Ejimogana asangarawe chamatia kala. Cinco jumatai shontan de kerada, son talacamo choyatoin, tacoron de mason tidaga, lacamo chai tintica. Thank you for your assistance today. The last place we will visit today is a garden I very much enjoy walking through. It started out as a garden for my orchids, and it was about the size of a medium-sized village. However, it's been greatly expanded and now contains forests, rainforests, lakes and rivers, plants and flowers replicated from Earth, as well as plants and flowers from each of the other 46 universes. Yes, I said 46 universes. There are actually 47, including our own. You will begin to learn about those universes in books 3 and 4 of the Joy Chronicles. At this time, the entire garden covers an area 1/4 of the moon's surface, so it's a good thing there are never any weeds to pull, I never have to water anything, and the plants never die. Those are benefits of being on a non-dual dimension, and we can look forward to enjoying them when Earth reaches the 8th dimension. If you'd like to imagine smelling the fragrances of some of the orchids that are always blooming here, simply intend to move to that area. You'll find most of them growing on trees. When you are ready to restore back to the place where you began our journey, simply take Archangel Michael's hand and return with him. Before you do that, though, I hope you will pause here so that you may spend more time exploring the garden and savoring the lightness of the energy in this 10th dimension. Know that this sweetness is something that Earth is evolving to enjoy and that the work we did today assisted that evolution. The books in the Joy Chronicles contain energy bridges so that you may attend and participate in, if you choose, the transmissions and events described in the books. However, the only way you may take the tour of the council that we did today is to listen to this recording. During this journey, I alluded to some of the possibilities for the future of Earth that are revealed in the Joy Chronicles. Two of the most exciting areas that you will learn about as you read are 1. How you can be a more conscious participant in the elevation of Earth and humanity, which includes yourself, of course, and two, the nature of the eighth dimension and the master abilities that all of us will have in that dimension. Think of the eighth dimension as the presto changeo dimension, because as soon as you imagine being or having something, you are that or you have that. I'm speaking about the ability to instantly manifest anything you desire with a thought, including a vital, youthful, ageless body. The work of the Joy Councils is focused on helping all of us to evolve to the point where we are manifesting with clarity and with love that which we truly choose. Please join me and join with the hearts of others who are focused on our collective universal elevation. For each and every one of us is a part of each other. Enjoy!